Time now to transfer control to our daytime transmitter. Teddy's Media Radio, AM, FM, shortwave, internet, and in the canyons of your mind. And a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Chuck Weber on Teddy's Media Radio. We are now broadcasting at full power around the world and around the universe. 24/7, Teddy's Media Radio, owned and operated by the Ron Lee Broadcasting Conglomerate. Thank you, and have a good day. Teddy's Media
Radio, number wonderful, the station with a happy difference.
Let's roll. Cruising along with the Chuck Weber Solid Gold Spectacular, program number 17. Good morning, Delphonics, 1968. I'm sorry. Solid Gold here on Teddy's Media Radio and the Chuck Weber Solid Gold Spectacular. And I am sorry. Oh, yes, 1968. You remember that? No, neither can I. Well, we're going to play a lot of music of the 50s this particular Solid Gold Hour here on Teddy's. And, you know, I don't normally play, if you're requesting a rap, crap, disco, reggae, ska, country, Solid Gold, classical, big band, whatever it might be, we don't play any of those. It's just going to be a talk show this. Just kidding. We're going to have a lot of fun here with the early American.
Hi, everybody. This is Wolf Man Jack. Remind you to spend with crazy, funky Chuck Weber.
Elvis Presley, and I forgot to remember to forget.
I forgot to remember to forget her. I can't seem to get her off my mind. I thought I'd never miss her, but I found out somehow. I think about her almost all the time. Blue and lonely, I forgot to remember to forget.
Brand new singer from Tennessee. That's Elvis Presley right here on the Chuck Weber Show at Teddy's Media Radio. And don't forget your requests at requests@teddysmediaradio.com. Once again, that's R-E-Q-U-E-S-T. Is that right? R-E-Q-U-E-S-T-S at teddysmediaradio.com. This is Chuck with a Teddy's Media Radio world premiere from the 40th anniversary edition, The Skyliners from 1999.
Gentlemen, do it.
Who else?
Ladies, do it.
There must be someone else.
Even people in their 80s do it.
Oh, yes, we do.
Everybody listens to
what?
Yours truly.
Teddy's Media Radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. These are The Skyliners. Sounds from the Skyliners here on the Chuck Chuck Weber, Solid Gold Spectacular Music Extravaganza. And that was from 1999, the 40th anniversary edition of the Skyliners' Footsteps. You're listening to the sounds of Teddy's Media Radio on the Internet. Chuck Weber here, and I got to tear off my shirt because Annette Funicello is going to be singing so nicely to us. Adio mio, 1960.
Oh, Dio mio, I love him so. Oh, Dio mio, please let him know how much I need him, how much I want him, how much I love.
What a flashback there. The beautiful Annette Funicello, the late Annette. It was a big blow when she left the planet. 1960 and Dio Mio. Here on the Chuck Weber Solid Gold Spectacular, thanks for your requests. Rip off your telephone off the wall, your iPhone, or your smartphone. And just download the app from teddysmediaradio.com.
And remember,
take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio.
From Annette's cello, we're going to go back to Bing Crosby now. 1934, somewhere in the world, somebody is enjoying the thoughts of winter.
In this wonderful white world of winter, darling, we'll have a wonderful time. First we'll ride side by side through the hitter and rondelay to the sleigh bell's merry chime. Then we'll ski fancy free down Old Baldy and take those chances all silly people do. If there's ever a moment you are freezing, just a little squeezing could be mighty pleasing. Here we go through the snow, in the snow.
Oh, yeah, the white world of winter. I think even he can get deeper than I on that vocal tones, those pear-shaped tones. From Ten Ponds by Chuck Gibson, the slippery soiled smudge like witch's fudge, glacially iced with frosted sludge, and leaves but not beech leaves, for each the color of a faded peach still clings to trees just out of reach. When reeling, wheeling winds fall failing, then regain, railing trees undulate and dip their tips, at last remaining strangely still, and then they toss. Kaleidoscopic images begin to move across. Each trunk, the bright shape shifts that every child sees, are duplicated in the tossing, tipping tops of trees. Bark creaks, bark marked with mossy spores, and gouged and grooved as if by wars, and wrapped sometimes by vines that twine and seem to soar above that frozen frieze of worn-out wintry leaves that leaves a pattern like a dirty bathroom floor. Inside a cavity carved from a fallen tree, a snowshoe hare as white and still as a discarded plastic lunch bag left by hunters crouches. Eyes stare, not flickering past empty air, until it reels and runs without a sound. A different denizen, a deer, might likewise watch some other men, then white tail flapping bound, while bullets blasting bloody briars strafe the ground, or ricochet to water's weeping, leaping swish, or cold fish keep deep in an old, old dish. Some ferns, still graced with summer's greening, look stomped on now. They're bent, not leaning, or neither bent nor leaning, but flattened like dried flowers, look, as pushed and pressed between the pages of a book. This autumn afterglow beside the snow is all the leafy green that's left to know, and now the brook's no longer there. The roar of Crowfoot Brook is silenced where the pond appears all dark and fair, with melting ice, dark water air, are broken barely by reflecting sun, which, like a string of pearls, has just begun to light the ashy surface of the pond. The necklace shines across the pond till darkened by dense pines. The light's dimmed more by clumping clouds, as if the skies had dropped a window sash. The west is masked by cloudy crowds. To photograph the pond, you need a camera flash. Warm weather's skimmed the pond ice. Water's skimmed. Beyond the pond rise woods, moved only by the wind. A patch of shore ice crinkles, creaks, and then too thinned. And finally, to stand, collapses with the sound of a neighing horse. First thinking such noises were beavers, proving why water had risen, I looked for smudged shapes moving. The water was too dark, of course. One wonders if the water's really black, since streaks of dancing daylight still bounce back. Some somber streaks remain, each seems a ragged sheath, for winter's icy gleaming sword that crushes all of summer's proud beliefs beneath the blade of the new crueler overlord. Each dripping, gripping icicle is but a dagger poured. That's the poem Crowfoot by Chuck Gibson. Let's dance now and do the freeze. This is Tony and Joe.
You can rock and roll it. You can even stroll it. The saxophone will blow it. Just come on and go it. You don't have to know it. All you have to do is freeze. Freeze. Really rock it, just take your gal and hop it. Don't you ever knock it, you can never top it. All you have to do is freeze. That's the freeze.
The freeze, Tony and Joe, from the 30 top teen dances of the 1950s here on the Chuck Weber Soiree on Teddy's Media Radio. Thank you for listening. Chuck Weber here, and I didn't mean to make it sound like I think my voice is better than Bing Crosby or anybody else, okay? Just wanted you to, clarification there on the editorial here. Denny's Media Radio and the Two Dons out in the cold again. Burr!
The song that you sang so sweetly, you called it our love's refrain. You're gone.
The sound of the Two Dons here come swinging out and cooking with 1961. It was released as a single on vinyl, of course. The Two Dons and Out in the Cold Again. That was the flip side of Funny Honey. Yeah, that was a good year, wasn't it? 61 for those of us who were around in those days. Well, we have a special announcement for those of you in school to try to attend just as frequently as possible, because if you have too many absentees, you won't even make the grade. You won't be passed for that school year. Let's strive for 5 and no more, okay? We don't want to be absent for any more than 5 times this year. This has been another Teddy's Media Radio Sound Citizen Service. Back 55 years or more, the year 1960 now. Solid Gold, 24-7, Teddy's Media Radio, The Fleetwoods. Oh, it's cold.
Outside my window, you're walking by with someone.
Outside my window,
and I'll come running to you.
Outside my window,
the voice of Gretchen. And her other two friends from Olympia, Washington, from 1960. It's vinyl, of course. Outside my window, the Fleetwoods, here on the Chuck Weber Show. And, well, I'm in a perplexed situation right now because I was taking a bartender course, a correspondence bartender course, and the mailman drank all my answers. Ladies and gentlemen, a couple of years ago, Ron Lee and I discovered the special song from England in 1967. Peter and Gordon tiptoeing through the tulips now. It's Sunday for tea.
Sunday for tea. I'll see you Sunday for tea. And though it's not far away, each hour is a day to me. Lettuce and ham, or maybe crumpets and jam. Oh baby, it'll be fun having a Sunday tea. And as you pass the sugar bowl to me, I'll see at last your heart and soul will be with me on Sunday for tea.
Peter and Gordon, Sunday for tea, 1967. I have so much fun talking up intros, but this one will just be a cold start right after the jingle for Chuck and Ann and all of you and Eugene. 1966, Bob Dylan.
I want ya.
Guilty undertaker sighs, the lonesome organ grinder cries, the silver saxophones. Bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn. But it's not that way, I wasn't born to lose you. Because I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you.
Should have been a big song at KSTN Stockton, California. And right here at Teddy's Media Radio, we have great memories. Oh, I love that harmonica. Bombing up to Bend, Oregon in my Stingray. 1968 Solid Gold from Bobby Goldsboro, leaving the straight line behind.
Sometimes I imagine myself as a drifter, seeker of fortunes, connoisseur of great wines, dashing through meadows of yellow and green, trying to catch the impossible dream, leaving the straight life behind. I'm just playing a game in my mind. Do 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 do.
Good sounds all year round and 24/7 here at Teddy's Media Radio. Yeah, the heaven that makes you feel young again. And I know I said old again earlier, but I decided to change it right now. This is the early American Chuck Weber with you, and we're going to leave the year of 1968 temporarily.
Teddy's Media Radio means music.
From the band.
Yeah, 1964, John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
Tell me why you cried.
the Beatles in 64. Now, here's Ron Lee.
United Artists Records. There you have it. That's the Beatles from 1964.
The singer, songwriter, and actor.
You're listening to the sounds of Teddy's Media Radio on the Internet. Chuck Weber Show, Sunday at 11 a.m., Tuesday at 10, Friday at 4 p.m. Solid Gold 71, Michael Jackson.
Motown Records, there you have it. That's Michael Jackson. And the very first song he had when he left the group, the Jackson 5, in 1971 with Got to Be There. Michael Jackson was born August 29th of 1958 in Gary, Indiana. He's also known as a self-proclaimed King of Pop. He also was the lead singer of a group called the Jackson 5. Michael Jackson died on June 25th of 2009 of cardiac arrest. He was only 50 years old.
Cool, man. Chuck Weber with Elvis Presley from Tupelo, Mississippi.
I was the one who taught her to kiss the way that she kisses even now. And you know the way she touches your cheek. Well, I taught her how. Was the one who taught her to cry when she wants you under a spell. The sight of her tears drives you out of your mind. I was the one.
Rocking out there. Mr. Elvis Presley on the Teddy's Media Radio Turntable. Time now for the morning exercises. First, your left eye. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Okay, time for the right eye now to finish up our exercise for this morning. Up, down, open, close, up, down, open, close, up, down, open, close, up, down, open, close. Teddy's Media Radio. May this be a fun year with your classes at school, so you'll be able to march down the aisle with great honors. In 1958, here's Marty Robbins, Cap and Gown, Chuck Weber Show.
Cap and gown, you'll be so pretty in your cap and gown, but I'll imagine it's a wedding gown on our graduation day. On your head, you're gonna wear a graduation ring, but I'll imagine it's a wedding ring on our graduation day. I love you, and if my graduation wish comes true, what I imagine you'll imagine too on our graduation day.
School year where we can look back and the things we did last winter we will remember all summer long. That was the sound of Marty Robbins from 1958. Cap and gown. Joyful anniversary to you.
Listen to the kissing bird. Listen to the kissing bird. On yours truly radio.
Well, that's it for me. For Chuck Weber, thanks for sticking around. Having a good time, Teddy's Media Radio, on the Chuck Weber Soiree. See you next Friday at 4 o'clock, Sunday at 11, Tuesday at 10. Now, Teddy's Media Radio and Old Time Radio. OTR. The Songbuster rides again.
From out of the past ride Willard and Scott, the Songbuster.
Out of Northwest in MacArthur Boulevard, come the thundering hoofbeats of the horse Platinum. With a cloud of dust and a hearty high old slumber, the Sodbuster rides again. Nowhere in the pages of history can you find a greater champion of justice, a more fearless hard riding, straight shooting, beer drinking, peace eating Sodbuster. It's the Sodbuster. A true gentleman of the old school. Men feared him. Little children respected him. Women loved him. A true gentleman of the old west. The Sodbuster, U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard, and the smell of pipe smoke on radio. The Sodbuster, U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard, and his sidekick, Chester Drawers.
Mr. Dillard, are you... Oh! Marshal, you got me right in the side.
It's early evening and our story opens. There's been some cattle rustling in and around the territory of Hyattsville on beyond Coma Park. As our story opens, we find ourselves in the marshal's office. U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard looks up at the clock and then he says... U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard looks at the clock and then he says...
No.
Read the script.
I would, but I don't have the script.
We find ourselves in the marshal's office. The Sodbuster is adjusting his buckles and his bootstraps. The Sodbuster looks up,
Chester,
at the clock on the wall, and he says,
Chester, have you got the script? Chester?
Howdy, Marshal. I'm just glad to be here.
Yeah, but we don't have a script. Do you have it?
Well, no, Marshal. I thought they gave you the script.
Hey, I don't know why. I think you just better play
the
scene.
Let's take him out in the hall, Marshal.
Wait, fellas, I was going to say, you can't do this. This is my scene.
This is your strap it out there. I'm really quite embarrassed about this whole thing. I think while they work over the scriptwriter, let's cue the scene. Closing now. This is really embarrassing. I've been doing the show now for 7 years.
I meant to change it, but I didn't get around to that.
Sodbuster is written for radio, normally by Moby Dick.
Teddy's Media Radio.
The station with the happy difference.